Phoenix Suns run to the championship.
On Wednesday of last week, the morning after the Suns beat the Mavericks 121-114 in game one of their series, Vince Murata, who was courtside for that game, told us of the crowd.
I think it was the quietest crowd we've seen in the postseason over the last 2 years. Yeah. My radio partner, Dan Bickley, in his column on ArizonaSports.com, kind of noticed the same thing independently of me. He called it a muted crowd who doesn't really fear Dallas, and I kind of got that same feeling.
But it's been anything but easy for the Suns again in round two, and as Vince joins us live, I'm guessing you'll tell us next week this Sunday's home crowd for Game 7 is going to be rocking, but what's going on? We were supposed to roll over these clowns.
I can guarantee that the crowd will be into it on Sunday. I can't guarantee that the players in the Suns uniforms will be into it, because they certainly weren't last night.
What the heck?
It's one of those things. You can't explain it, and then you hear Monty Williams come out and say that he doesn't think the Suns recognize the desperation that Dallas would play with. Really?
Huh. Yeah.
You just beat them by 30 and talked all kinds of trash. They played like a team that got slapped in the face, and it was the Suns getting slapped last night. It was a really, really disappointing performance.
Was the fact that Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray was in attendance a Texas guy? Did he bring too much Texas juju to the arena in Dallas? Is that what happened?
I didn't even know he was there.
Oh. At least he wasn't wearing Mavs gear. We'll say that, but home teams have won every game of this series, right? So does that mean the Suns win Sunday?
I mean, they're going to be favored to do so, and it's not just the home teams winning, it's the style in which the home teams are winning. The Suns are like plus 57 in their three home games, and they're minus 46 in the three games in Dallas.
Wow.
So they've obviously played better and been more comfortable at home, but it's game seven. You've basically, if you're the Suns, you've put all your eggs in this whole season into 48 minutes of basketball, where you're going up against one of the most talented players in the game, who's been by far the best and most consistent player in this series, in Luka Doncic.
What I don't get is, fans have been so supportive, especially this season. Why would they do this to us? You know, home teams have won every game of this series, so does that mean the Suns win Sunday?
Again, they're going to be favored, Jamie. 48 minutes is...
I remember. You just answered that question, but I just had to ask it again. So do we know what time the game's going to be?
It'll be 12:30 if Milwaukee wins tonight. If Boston wins tonight, it'll be at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay. I'm pulling for the 12:30 just because, with a 2:30 a.m. alarm clock, I don't want to lose sleep for a performance like that again.
Yeah.
And Vince, first thing he walks in, I go, "How you doing, Vince?" He goes, "Oh, great. You know, having to talk for the next 4 hours about a very disappointing loss.
The worst game I've ever seen."
Yeah. Wow. So I do have a question here for you that maybe as an insider you can answer. Is Chris Paul injured? I mean, he didn't admit as much after the game.
Yeah, I'm cool.
He says, but many people think that might explain his slump, and he was looking at his hand. And
we heard all those same kind of things last year during the playoffs, and then after the Suns lost in the finals. Oh, by the way, Chris Paul needs surgery. At this point, it doesn't matter if he's going to be out there.
Yeah,
play through the injury. You have to lead this team. You have to be more effective. And it is. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. That a player after having a birthday where he turns 37 and everybody made such a big deal out of it. His last game as a 36-year-old was a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And he has been a shell of his former self in the last four games. Either play or don't play. But, I mean, this constant consternation over Chris Paul's physical health is getting exhausting at this point.
I think I can speak for all three of us. If we were all 37 again, we would be playing at our highest level.
Oh, no doubt
right?
about it.
Yeah,
I was a well-oiled machine at 37. Right.
And I just need daily oiling now at this age. So, all right. Well, Vince, let's get it done, man. I know you can't. I know you can't do anything except yell into that microphone Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening at Footprint Center. But
that's all I can do.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hope the Suns can pull this off. It gets going to a game seven, and you can hear all the action on the station that you normally hear Vince on, which is 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. He's half of Bickley and Murata on that station. And when the tip off happens on Sunday, you can catch all the action once again there at 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.